This week's Cotton Newsline is Five Cuts. All cuts are Mark Lang, President and CEO of the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The Cotton Foundation was provided some initial support of $1 million by Monsanto, and that has been followed up with some contributing support by John Deere to allow the U.S. cotton industry to take a look at several issues that probably needed to be addressed for a successful 21st century for our U.S. cotton.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Some of that is on cotton flow, demand, and then a very large component of the work is to look at sustainability, and sustainability in a very comprehensive sense, not just sustainability at the farm gate, but the whole concept of the energy and environmental footprint of a textile and apparel products as the fiber is created, transported, as the product is created, and as the consumer uses the product and then eventually disposes of the product. And this is called a life cycle analysis.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Collaborating on work to do an extensive inventory of data that would be required to conduct life cycle analysis on textile and apparel products, going all the way from the creation of the fiber to the product's eventual disposal by the consumer.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Take a careful look at, for example, the impact of dyeing and finishing. That's really different depending upon where the dyeing and finishing takes place. Many countries do not have in place the necessary environmental protection requirements, and as a result, the impact on the local environment of dyeing and finishing is much more substantial than, say, when you look at dyeing and finishing that takes place in the United States. And I would say the same thing about cotton production itself.
Cut 5. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
Looking at competing fibers, obviously. Cotton is out here competing against a number of man-made fibers. And I think once we do a full analysis of those man-made fibers, cotton is going to be in a pretty good light there, too, in a life cycle analysis compared to, say, some of these other competing fibers.